Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 12th. There's a strong wind warning for southern Bruce County for wind gusts up to 90 kilometers an hour this evening. Elsewhere in Grey Bruce, 80 kilometer an hour wind gusts and rain. Hydro One says its crews, damage assessors, and support staff are preparing to respond to power outages over the next 2 days, as potentially damaging high winds are expected to affect parts of the province. The Saugeen Valley Conservation Authority has issued a watershed statement and flood outlook. They say significant flooding is not expected. Watercourses could reach or exceed bank full conditions with minor flooding in low-lying areas. The Conservation Authority covers an area from Saugeen Shores to Kincardine and east through Erin, Eldersley and Brockton over to West Grey and parts of Grey Highlands. They say they're advising people to stay away from watercourses, bridges, culverts and dams. Kincardine is looking to complete a review of its crosswalks to ensure accessibility in the community. Councillor Beth Blackwell expressed interest in adding audible devices to crosswalks, though that isn't required under provincial standards. Director of Infrastructure and Planning Adam Weiser says if council wants additional upgrades, it will cost more. Councillor Mike Hinchberger says although he would like to see accessibility achieved in the municipality, he wants to bring everything up to code before making improvements. Georgian Bluffs wants a better idea about which roads are its busiest and how many vehicles are driving on them. Township Council approved a $51,000 contract for a company called Traffic Survey Analysis to do a traffic count. The township operates about 400 kilometers of roads but has not done a traffic count before to get an idea of growth rates and traffic patterns. The annual Bowl for Kids' Sake is underway for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Grey Bruce and West Simcoe. Its big wrap-up is this weekend at the Bowling Alley in Owen Sound. The annual event is a primary source of funding for the organization. Regional Executive Director Beth Aubrey.
We have a large group of dedicated supporters, you know, people that have come out year after year. They really understand the value of our work, the value of mentorship in our community, and they really, you know, believe in igniting the potential and power of youth. So, you know, this event has really worked well for us.
The annual Bowl for Kids' Sake has a goal of generating $38,000 in its two final events, tonight and tomorrow at the Bowling Alley in Owen Sound. Ottawa is out with yet another initiative it says will boost the creation of affordable housing. The strategy includes long-term leases of federal land to build houses and apartments. There's also a new program which will provide low-interest loans of up to $40,000 for those who want to add secondary suites to their homes. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 210 points to 21,899. The Dow Jones is down 475 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.59 U.S. cents, down 49 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $85.50, up 48 cents a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays are set to open a three-game series against the Colorado Rockies tonight. Kevin Gausman gets the start for the Jays. That's a 7:07 first pitch at Rogers Centre. 5 games in the NHL, 2 Canadian teams are in action, Edmonton and Calgary. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow at home against the Detroit Red Wings. Round 2 of the OHL playoffs continues tonight. The Oshawa Generals and Ottawa 67s open their series. Also this evening, the first 3 rounds of the OHL priority selection for 2024. The Owen Sound Attack pick 7th overall. And in Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, it's game 1 of the North Conference final between the Hanover Barons and Alliston Hornets. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors take on the Miami Heat. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. There's a strong wind warning for southern Bruce County for up to 90 kilometers an hour this afternoon and evening. Elsewhere in Grey Bruce, about 80 kilometer wind gusts and rain. That could change to periods of snow this evening, still windy and a low of 2 degrees. Clearing tomorrow afternoon, windy and a high of 7. A chance of showers Sunday and a high of 12 degrees. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.